Here with the Strathroy Caradoc Police Chief Mark Campbell, we are very happy to do this interview because there's a very prestigious title that is bestowed on you as of today. Chief, tell us what's going on.
So thanks again, Chris. I always appreciate the opportunity to have this opportunity to speak to you and to our community members. And I am very humbled to be taking it over the position of the president of the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police. It's an association that's been around for 74 years and actually provides an opportunity to be the voice of police leaders, you know, providing a channel to share ideas and cooperatively create solutions to meet the challenges that face police leadership in Ontario. As police leaders, obviously, we are natural advocates in ensuring laws are passed and the issues impacting both police services and communities they serve are addressed. Just a wonderful chance to represent this community, to ensure that, you know, I have an opportunity to share stories and experiences from our local perspective.
President of the Association of Chiefs of Police, is that correct?
Correct.
So right at the top in the province?
Correct.
That is fantastic. How does one get to that position, Mark? Are you able to tell us that?
Absolutely. So this has been about a 5 or 6 year journey for myself. It started as being a zone representative for the OACP. The association, obviously representing the province of Ontario, is divided into geographical areas, and I was the director for what's called the West region, everywhere from Elmer to Windsor. Spending some time in that position then provided an opportunity to join the executive board, where I was one of the vice presidents. And then this past year, I served as the first vice president, which led directly to becoming the president.
Okay, so tell us how long the term is with this title, and I would say more importantly, what are some of the responsibilities under that umbrella?
So it's a one-year term, and really our priorities, and I'm going to break them down into sort of three sort of buckets. As a voice of police leaders in this province, you know, we work very closely, obviously, with other associations, both the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police. We have the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and more recently, the Indigenous Police Chiefs of Ontario. And then concurrent to that, we also have different police associations. The PAO, for example, is one entity. And of course, the Governance Board of the Ontario Association of Police Service Boards, where there's really alignment in a lot of the issues that we're trying to address and work on. And the three buckets that I really want to sort of focus on is funding. You know, ensuring that there is equitable and sustainable grant programs to help support police, that there's funding to help us, you know, move into and implement some of the regulations in the new Community Safety and Policing Act. Another major issue for police leaders in this province is justice modernization. And certainly there has been lots and lots of discussions about the importance of bail reform, case management, and a new area that the justice sector is really looking at is court hubs, where we take a lot of the less serious types of offenses and try to find a solution through the justice sector without it being brought before the courts. Provincial recruitment to attract people into the profession. And then, of course, global impacts. There's been a lot of, obviously, recent political and economic instability factors, which, again, have a real impact on community safety and well-being.
Do you, as the president, as of today, do you have specific goals or target or a vision that you want to accomplish in your one-year term?
Well, certainly those areas that I just identified, you know, sustainable funding is an area that impacts any police service in this province, whether you're a very small service such as either Gananoque or Elmer, for example, and certainly our service kind of fits into that mold. But even the larger services have stress points about ensuring that there is that type of funding available to ensure that, you know, you're running programs that ensure our communities are safe. Certainly the justice modernization piece. For me, it's probably one, if not the most priority focused issue. You know, there's a lot of impacts occurring in our justice system that are causing a lot of stresses for police membership who are out doing their best each and every day, ensuring we hold criminals accountable for their actions. There are obviously stress points in the justice sector as far as impacts on prosecutors, defense attorneys, judges, and we just want to ensure that we modernize that system to bring back trust and confidence in that system.
I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the position like this will take up more of your time moving forward over the next year. Does that involve more time away from the municipality, and in relation to that, increase in responsibility for Deputy Chief Cushman, for example?
That's an excellent question. There is a bit of a pull, certainly meeting with representatives of the provincial government from different ministries. I will be attending some of those meetings in person in Toronto. Obviously, with the arrival of virtual meetings, some of that can be offset by staying on ground here in this community. But I am very fortunate that I have a very strong support system and network in place here locally, including the Deputy Chief Brent Cushman, but a lot of other dedicated staff who are willing to sort of and able to help share that burden of running this organization here locally.
Before we let you go, is there like a personal priority that having such an important voice that you're going to have over the next year will allow you to communicate?
Absolutely, and thanks for allowing me to sort of dive into this this space. Certainly, as the president of the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police, it does provide an opportunity to bring forth the importance of member wellness. And when I talk about member wellness, it's a blend of physical well-being, certainly mental and emotional well-being, because, and I want to say this with full impact about what this means to police members, is that when you have healthy members working in a police service, it only then leads to healthy police organizations, which again has a direct link to ensuring that we can then provide community safety and well-being and ensuring the health and well-being of our communities. So that is that's a real opportunity that I will use my voice to ensure that that issue is front and center as we navigate through the next year.
Current Strathroy Caradoc Police Chief Mark Campbell, as of today, President of the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police. Chief Campbell, congratulations on behalf of the community. We know you're going to do a fantastic job over the next year, and well deserved. Thank you for this.
Thanks very much, Chris.